from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is Camp Comeback, broadcasting live at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. And joining us right now, as we just got a chance to watch practice, but Hugh, I mean, look, we could be real, but everyone, we're doing a show. We're peeking out from our RV, seeing some
hanging out.
You know, we see some things. I thought I saw
Elliot.
We did see Elliot, and that's why we're going to bring Elliot on right now, because he's our eyes and our ears, and I think, is this two times in two shows that Elliot's quarterback stats, his charting has been referenced by callers. It's that time of the year, the Elliot Shore Parks Column, brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C, that's Color, Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. Elliot Shore Parks with us right now for a camp report. Elliot, how you doing?
Man, I saw Hugh down there too, but if there's one takeaway from practice, it's Hugh's a popular man. Like, I see him down there. He's got people all around him. I'm trying to say hi, but, you know, I guess when you're an Eagles Hall of Famer, you're a popular guy.
I didn't see it that way. I saw you, and I just thought you were big-timing me, Elliot. I really did. I felt some kind of way. No, but I saw you working. I saw you out there working. You was charting the plays. Speaking of that, Elliot, what did two gloves look like? I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm curious to see what two gloves look like today.
Yeah, so I thought Pickett today kind of, I don't want to say a nondescript practice, but I will say one takeaway is through two practices, the twos are getting less work than the ones. And that might sound like obvious, but normally in training camp, especially last year, it's pretty even on how much work the ones and the twos get. Through the first two practices, I think the ones have been out there quite a bit more than the twos, but the snaps that Pickett has been out there, he's looked good. No interceptions, no bad throws from what I've seen, mostly checking it down. I will say he doesn't run as fast as Jalen, that's for sure. There was a few plays where he took off today, and you can certainly see the difference between him and Jalen in the open field. But I would say a solid day for Kenny Pickett.
How about Jalen Hurts, Elliot? We saw yesterday a very high grade. Today, it seemed like more of the same for Jalen through 2 days?
Yeah, I think the best thing I can say about Jalen is if you took away the drop passes, so Devontae had a drop yesterday, Dallas had a drop today, and I believe it was C.J. Uzomah that had the other one. You take away those three through two practices, he would have a 100% completion percentage. So he has been really good so far through 2 days. I had him down at 15 of 17 today. No touchdowns, no interceptions. But I think the word that really describes Jalen's play so far through 2 days is surgical. He is just picking the defense apart. It isn't that he's making, you know, a Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, like, wow, deep throw or squeezing it in between a really tight window to get it in there. The plays that he's making and the passes he's making, the guys are relatively wide open. And I think that's a really good sign for where Jalen is at in learning the offense, knowing where to get with the ball, knowing where to go with the ball. So not a ton of deep passes, but, you know, I don't think he has to be special this year for them to be a special offense. He has to be efficient. And so far that has turned them into a special offense 2 days into practice.
We're talking Elliot Shore Parks here as we talk through day two of Eagles training camp. All right, now, there's been a lot of conversation in the last few months about how much of this offense actually will be different. And even yesterday, Jalen, when kind of asked again about that 95% thing, or he kind of brought it up that not everyone sees it the same way. He's the quarterback, so maybe he feels a little bit differently percentage-wise than other people. Bottom line, it's different. From your vantage point, does it look a lot different? I know it's early, but do things look similar in these 7-on-7s and these drills, or do you see some differences the first 2 days?
Yeah, so from my eye, I think I noticed more motion before the snap. And it seems to be something they're emphasizing, even something small like in the running back drills, individual drills prior to the start. It's not just the running backs anymore. They have some of the receivers there practicing jet sweep handoff. So they do seem to be emphasizing more players moving before the ball. Dallas Goedert said today one thing he's noticed is that there is more motion and that, you know, he feels it's putting more stress on the defense. But in terms of what the players and the coaches think, to your point, I think it depends who you ask. And that makes sense because each position has different responsibilities. I think that with the new playbook, the truth is it is not a completely new playbook. It is not 95% new. What it is it's a combination of Sirianni and Kellen Moore's offense with, you know, Kellen Moore's part obviously being the new stuff. So definitely notice more motion. But, I mean, you still see a lot of the same things from last year.
Do you, Elliot, I'm curious. Like, I know you heard Jalen's press conference yesterday. Do you feel like with what Jalen said and what Nick said that they're in a safe enough space or they're in a good place where, you know, this team can be a legit contender this year?
Yeah, I thought that the press conferences yesterday kind of quieted the storm that has been taking place over the past few weeks since Jalen's last press conference. You know, I think they were both honest. I think Nick's answer that he kind of views this as, you know, the interactions between him and Jalen is what he'll use to judge their relationship, I think is true. Just knowing Nick for the past few years, he's very big on personal relationships, and I'm sure that how Jalen treats him one-on-one probably impacts him more than a report. So I do believe him when he says that he thinks their relationship is good. From Jalen's perspective, what he talked about was the emphasis of everyone needing to be on the same page so that they can be a special team. And, you know, it might sound like something he's just saying, but it is something he's brought up quite a bit in his time here. He brought it up last year. He talked about it the Super Bowl year. So I do believe it's something he believes. So both of them stress that they know they kind of have to be on the same page and that, they, you know, they feel they have a good relationship or a great relationship. So I'll take them for their word, but it's definitely something I think worth monitoring moving forward.
Elliot Shure Parks with us right now with a practice report. All right, Elliot, give us a couple names, players that have stood out to you first couple days in the non-Jalen Hurts division here. Maybe some names that aren't quite as top of the roster here that just caught your attention.
Yeah.
Could be good, could be maybe they're not doing much so far that impressed you. But who's stood out so far that's caught your attention?
So there would be two names, but I would start that by saying what's been impressive about them so far is they're really spreading it around. It isn't like AJ has six catches each of the last 2 days. I mean, they're all getting a lot of work. But two names I'll give you, one on offense, one on defense. On offense, backup tight end Grant Calcaterra. I think he's having a really good offseason. I'll bunch in the OTA practices with those. And it's important because Kellen Moore likes to run a lot of two tight end offenses. If you look at his time at offensive coordinator, he runs it among the most in the league, the two tight end set. And then he throws it a lot out of the two tight end set. So having a backup tight end to Goddard is extremely important. And I think Calcaterra has had a great camp. He made an outstanding catch yesterday. Today he had another catch in 11-on-11, so he's been very impressive. On the defensive side of the ball, I don't think anybody has helped their stock on that side more than Zach Bond. Zach Bond has gotten almost all the meaningful snaps at the first-team defense. Whenever the first-team defense goes out there to start a drill, he is out there. Nakobe has gotten some snaps, but I think it's pretty clear watching this team that their plan A is Zach Bond at linebacker. Plan A is not a competition between Zach Bond and Nakobe Dean. The plan is to have Zach start. And if he doesn't play well and Nakobe plays well, they could change that up. But it's pretty clear through 2 days, Zach like has a hold on that job.
Elliot, early this morning, Vic Fangio at his press conference, and we were there down with you and all the rest of the media when he was talking. One thing that stood out to me was his response about Bryce Huff. I think Fangio is going to be interesting to observe because he seems very honest and like not in a negative or a positive way. He's just going to be honest. And he was asked about Bryce Huff and the ability to play more than just pass rush downs. And he said he thinks he can do it, but he basically said he can't do it today. And I thought that was interesting because the Eagles paid $17 million for a guy that Vic, at least, is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's kind of giving the thought out that he's more of a project, or it's like it's a work in progress. What did you make of that, and what do you think of Bryce Huff so far?
Yeah, so you can really tell why the players describe Vic as someone that just keeps it honest and does not sugarcoat things, because that certainly is how he handles his press conferences with the media. I thought that his answer today on Bryce was extremely, extremely revealing. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically was like, yeah, he can't do it today when talking about playing against the run. And he said it's something that he knows Bryce needs to work on. Now, they signed him with the idea that he could do it. He doesn't have to do it for another month until they go to Brazil to play the Packers. But it was revealing that he feels like Bryce still has a lot of work to do there. Now, in terms of, you know, him being a project or not being worth the money, his entire like role on the team is to rush the passer. Like, we can talk about the importance of the run. Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, he has to go out there, and he has to get after the quarterback. And then if he's also good against the run, then he's like a top five defensive end in the league. If he can come in here, get 10.5 sacks like he did last year, win his matchups against tackles, get the quarterback out of the pocket, they will take that over someone that's great against the run. So it's important, but I don't think it's going to impact his snap count very much.
Elliot, we did see a report from you and a tweet from you about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. What did you see, and what seemed to be the latest, as we know he had a hamstring issue earlier today?
Yeah, so it was one of, if not the last, 7-on-7 rep of the day. After practice every day, they do a developmental where they get the young guys some extra work. And he was, I believe, in coverage, running along the sideline. And he went down, grabbed his hamstring, kind of sat there on the ground for a little bit, continued to grab it. The trainers came over, you know, they were working on him. The cart came over. He did get on the cart and, you know, ride it out of practice. It is worth noting that practice was over, right? So he could have just decided to take the ride into the locker room. But, yeah, he definitely grabbed the back of his hamstring and as a result was carted in. So they don't practice tomorrow. They have a walkthrough. They practice again on Saturday. So that'll probably be our first look at, you know, how serious it is or if he's hurt at all.
All right, the real question, we know the players get a day to recover. How about you? 2 days in, how are you holding up? I mean, you got a few weeks here of a lot of work to do. So you feeling good? Is tomorrow a day for rest? Ice up for you? Like,
ice up.
Yeah, well, I need to know if you're all right. I mean, you're our guy out here. We need to know that you're making it through. Like, you know, we don't need a cart for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I kind of think I'm crushing it. Like, I got my stats from the last 2 days. I've been to the gym in the morning both the last 2 days.
Wow.
Did you do fasted cardio, or did you eat before you worked out?
Well, I still haven't eaten today. So I did the workout in the morning, 30 minutes on the treadmill, incline on 12, so, you know, get some good cardio in there to get ready for practice. Look, if the players are going to practice for an hour and 20 minutes, which is obscenely long in today's NFL, then I got to make sure I have that extra stamina as well. So feeling good through 2 days. The training camp spreadsheet is built. I feel like it's good. I'm putting the numbers in once I get off the phone with you guys. So 2 days in, feeling good about it.
Well, we're excited to hear that. It seems like you came into camp in the best shape of your life. Elliot, we appreciate it, and we'll talk very soon. Thank you.
Yeah, sounds good. Talk to you guys.
There he goes. Elliot Shore-Parks. How about that? This guy's doing 30 minutes of cardio before
training. Yeah, fasted cardio. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
And he hasn't eaten today?
Not yet.
You guys are crazy. People that don't eat until the afternoon. Well, I don't even understand.
Joe, you weigh like 120-some pounds, and you eat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.